This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A row between US Democrats and Republicans over emails has escalated, with Hillary Clinton's team accusing her rival Donald Trump of jeopardizing national security. It began when President Obama suggested that Russia might have helped Mr. Trump by leaking emails that embarrassed the Democratic Party leadership. Anthony Zercher reports.
For days, Democrats have accused Russia of hacking emails from the Democratic National Committee for Mr. Trump's benefit. Now the Republican nominee has escalated the controversy by urging the Russians to continue their efforts.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
The Clinton campaign has responded that Mr. Trump is encouraging a foreign power to commit espionage.
The Turkish authorities are shutting down dozens of media organizations in the wake of the recent coup attempt. 45 newspapers and 16 television stations have been ordered to close. Nick Thorpe reports from Ankara.
Each day the list gets longer. 3 news agencies, 16 television stations, 45 newspapers, 15 magazines and 29 publishing houses will be closed down. The names have not yet been officially released, but Turkish media suggest that while most are relatively small provincial outlets, several dailies and agencies with a national audience have also been targeted. President Erdogan has also held talks with the leaders of the main opposition, Republicans and Nationalists. They defend the government's actions and suggest that the purges have not gone too far yet.
Several major media outlets in France say they will no longer use photographs of killers responsible for terror attacks. In the past 2 weeks in France, jihadists have killed 84 people under the wheels of a lorry driven into a crowd celebrating the national holiday, and on Tuesday murdered an 86-year-old priest in his church in Normandy. Hugh Schofield has the latest on the investigation from Paris.
The investigation seems close to unearthing the identity of the second attacker. His face was badly disfigured when he was shot and killed, but police think he came from a town in the Alps and they're waiting for DNA tests. One repercussion of the Nice and Rouen attacks is a change in the way the French media is reporting on terrorism. Le Monde newspaper has announced it'll no longer print photographs of people who carry out attacks, in order, it said in an editorial, to avoid posthumous glorification.
Responding to the murder of the Catholic priest, Pope Francis says the recent spate of jihadist attacks in Europe is proof that the world is, as he put it, at war. The Pope was careful to stress he didn't mean it was a war of religions. A BBC correspondent says by stating that all world religions strive for peace, the Pope implied that the perpetrators of terror attacks cannot be true believers of their faith. World News from the BBC. Thousands of Zimbabweans have rallied in support of President Robert Mugabe, who has faced growing dissent in recent weeks. Mr. Mugabe, who is 92, told the crowd in Harare that he was still in charge of Zimbabwe.
Journalists, tell those you are representing that Robert Mugabe is still here. Yeah. Well and strong. There. Yeah. Before his headquarters. The headquarters of his party. That's where we decide all the policies. My people will have me for yet some time.
He promised to punish independence war veterans who last week accused him of dictatorial tendencies and misrule. Around 50 animals in one of Venezuela's main zoos are reported to have died over the last 6 months because of chronic food shortages caused by the severe economic crisis. A union leader for state park employees told the Reuters news agency some animals had spent 2 weeks without food before they died. Scientists searching for new medicines have found an antibiotic in an unusual place, the human nose. The compound produced by nose-dwelling microbes can kill several dangerous pathogens. Here's James Gallagher.
Inside our bodies, there's a microscopic war taking place between thousands of species of bacteria competing for food and space. The researchers studied how some species keep their rivals at bay and discovered that a nostril-dwelling bacterium, Staphylococcus lugdunensis, was producing an antibiotic. Tests published in the journal Nature showed the drug could kill superbugs, including MRSA. New antibiotics are desperately needed as doctors struggle with the growing threat of untreatable infections. The last new class of the drugs to reach patients was developed decades ago. The study shows our own bodies may be a rich source of new drugs.
BBC News.